If you're impatient, maybe it's because you're afraid that something won't happen the exact way you want it to, or exactly when you want it to happen. Remember that this need to control the outcome stems from your lack of faith in the universe. There's also the belief that if something doesn't happen in the time frame that you want, that something bad will happen. Worse, this places your happiness and safety in the outcome. When you place your happiness and safety in the outcome, you lose sight of a plan beyond your own. You cut off your communication with the universe and disconnect from all the infinite possibilities that could occur. The key to releasing this control is to surrender your outside needs and obsessions and remember that nothing can take away your true power, the love and peace within you. The moment you embrace your peace within and surrender the outcome is the moment the universe can truly get to work. A powerful example I hear often involves women trying to conceive. I witness many friends obsess over when they'll get pregnant or why it's taking so long to do so. They track their ovulation, they pee on a stick, and they have passionless sex worried only about the outcome. When that doesn't work, many turn to IVF for help. Interestingly, I've seen many such women conceive just prior to the actual IVF procedure. Why? The impending procedure allowed them to relax and trust in a plan beyond their own, which allowed nature to do her thing. Imagine if we lived with a presence of peace regardless of the outcome. The key to living with that peace is to surrender. Then when you think you've surrendered, surrender some more. Trust in the power of the universe and relax into an energy of receptivity. Stay committed to your prayer, relax, and let the signs of the universe be your guide. This may seem difficult when you're deeply attached to an outcome, but you'll come to learn that it's actually much easier to surrender. The universe loves and supports us all. We just need to remember to realign with the energy of love so that we can receive it. Let your sign be gentle reminders that you are loved and guided. Universal lesson: you are always being supported. Step 5, welcome creative possibilities. Of course, asking for signs is just one way we allow the universe to support us. We should also be open to creative opportunities. The moment my husband and I shifted from the limitations of our practical ideas and opened up to the creative possibilities was the moment the universe stepped in. When we were willing to design our life from a creative place, the universe can come out and play. If you're ready to receive creative possibilities, say this prayer. Thank you, universe, for transforming limitation and doubt into creative possibilities. Use this prayer when your logical mind gets the best of you and stay open to receive new and innovative ways to perceive your circumstances. Maybe you'll get a message from a friend. Maybe it'll come from a song or a book. Some sort of clear direction toward creative ideas will be placed on your path. Be willing to let go of what you think you need and allow the power of the universe to lead you. Practicing the lessons in this chapter will help you tap into a more playful energy. Your willingness to play, have fun, and be creative opens up your channel to communicate with the loving energy of the universe. Joy is the ultimate creator. I find that when I'm not having fun, I feel blocked and stuck and my inner guidance system is shut down. Then the moment I choose to realign with fun and creativity, I feel energy begin to flow and tingle throughout my body. That fun, joyful energy is right in line with the love of the universe. This is partly why children experience far more wonders and delight than adults. We must tap into our childlike self and commit to unlearning the limitations of the world to remember the playfulness of our true essence, which is love. In this state, you will receive your signs and guidance will become natural. What would happen if you chose to be more playful and have more fun? This concept may bring up resistance because we're taught to live in the opposite way. We're taught that we must struggle to achieve and that success comes from making things happen. We learn that good things don't happen without a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I challenge you to move beyond these beliefs of limitation and suffering. I challenge you to accept that you're here to have fun. Let's recap the steps from this chapter. Witness your low vibe story and how it makes you feel. Honor what you want and how you want to feel. Choose your sign that will be the gentle reminder from the universe that you're on track with the energy and flow of love. Turn over your desires to the care of the universe and be patient. Patience is the key to receiving guidance. Become open to receive creative possibilities. Get psyched about your capacity to connect with the universe. You have denied your power for far too long. Now is your time to receive love, light, and a sense of deep connection. If you have doubt about this process, have no fear. In Chapter 6, I teach you that even obstacles offer you guidance. When you tune into the loving frequency of the universe, everything in your life becomes a divine opportunity for optimal growth, healing, and freedom. Commit to your new prayers and affirmations and open your heart to continue on this beautiful journey of new perceptions. As I wrap up this chapter, I'm taking a moment to reflect on where I am and how I let fun lead the way. Fun led me to this very moment. I'm sitting at my desk, looking out at the most epic view from my new office in my mountain house. I smile knowing that the universe had a plan for me, and I'm grateful that I followed the guidance I received. Chapter 6. Obstacles are detours in the right direction. One afternoon, I was taking a cab uptown with my husband for a meeting. In the cab, we had a petty argument about something meaningless. The argument was ridiculous, but it triggered each of us in such a way that we couldn't let it go. Unfortunately, this pettiness had become the norm. We'd been fighting about silly things for several months, and we couldn't seem to find a way out of the pattern. While I deeply wanted to be right in the situation, I also wanted to be happy. So after a few minutes of bickering, my inner wisdom snuck in with guidance. I heard, "Pray for healing and resolution." I called on the holy instant and invited in love. I said to myself, "Thank you for reorganizing this for me and helping me let go of littleness." I felt his energy lighten. Following our meeting, my husband and I headed to the elevator to leave the building. The elevator door opened and I said, "Wait, I have to ask one more question." I ran back to the office, got my question answered, and returned to the elevator. We headed down 17 flights and landed on what we thought was the ground floor. We waited a moment, but the elevator door didn't open. We quickly realized we were stuck. This was the second time in a year that I'd been stuck in an elevator, so I began freaking out. Remembering that my husband was claustrophobic, my fear multiplied. The first few minutes of being stuck felt like an hour. We were sweating, peeling off layers of clothes, and pacing back and forth while trying to communicate with the building manager through the elevator emergency phone. The building manager kept saying, "The repairman is on his way." In New York City, though, "on the way" doesn't necessarily mean soon. For all we knew, the repairman might have to contend with an hour's worth or more of traffic. We were stuck with no clue when we'd get out. About 10 minutes into the experience, I heard my inner voice again. The voice of wisdom said to me, "Zach is going to freak out. You must be the light." I got the message loud and clear, and I redirected my focus onto my husband. I started tickling his back, rubbing his ears, and talking to him about all the things he's interested in. I even let him talk about how he wanted to design the kitchen in the mountain house. I was doing all the things he always wanted me to do. I was giving him love, focus, and attention. In this moment, stuck in the elevator, my focus was redirected on what truly mattered, my connection to my husband. And it worked. 20 more minutes went by and my husband was staying calm. He was enjoying his massage and we'd thought up some creative ideas for the house. His claustrophobia hadn't gotten the best of him. Rather, he was at peace. Then around the 45-minute mark, I began to get antsy. I said a loud prayer, "Universe, we need help. We're ready to get out of here." Within minutes, we heard the repairman working on the door. Soon after the door opened, we saw we were stuck between the first and second floors. We gathered our stuff and jumped out of the elevator into a crowded lobby filled with people returning from lunch. We were relieved to be out. My husband looked at his cell phone and the time was 1:11 p.m. We gasped with delight knowing that the number one in sequence is a sign that the universe is guiding you. Doreen Virtue, the author and medium, says that when you see the number one in sequence, that there's guidance around you. With this experience, the universe offered us a beautiful spiritual assignment. A gentle reminder that obstacles are detours in the right direction. Though it may seem like a nightmare to be stuck in an elevator with your claustrophobic husband for 45 minutes, in truth it was a blessing. In the cab, I prayed for a miracle to get out of the cycle of ongoing petty arguments and reconnect with my husband. And on that day, the universe locked us in an elevator until we could restore our connection and love. When you ask for guidance, the universe may throw you a curveball. Sometimes divine lessons come in odd forms. In our case, being stuck in that elevator got me to let go of the littleness and restore my thoughts back to love and my energy back toward my husband. When everything was removed, we could realign with what was true, which is love. The story reminds us that every situation can be seen as a powerful opportunity to allow the universe to redirect our path. When we call on the Holy Instant through prayer, we realign with the energy of love. Then our loving consciousness expands, and we become receptive to guidance that may be far different from our own plan. Our only job is to trust that whatever we've been guided toward is exactly the direction we need. Even situations that appear to be obstacles are actually opportunities, detours in the right direction. Always trust the direction of the universe and know you're being guided toward love. Universal lesson: obstacles are detours in the right direction. A Course in Miracles says, "Miracles rearrange perception and release you from all lack and isolation." Practicing the Holy Instant and entering into a miracle mindset is the clearest path toward grace. Clear direction may not always be presented to you immediately, but know you're on the right path. This knowing is crucial to your happiness and peace. When you get into the know and accept that even the most difficult obstacles can be divine intervention, you can deepen your faith in the universe. When you choose to see your obstacles as detours in the right direction, you can begin to find a deeper meaning and personal growth amid the discomfort. Maybe you can connect to a higher purpose, make a real connection to someone, or even be set on a path that will redirect the course of your life in an ultimately positive way, not otherwise possible. All obstacles that are perceived with love can be transformed into the greatest life lesson. Throughout my life, I've met many people who have heroically shown up for their detours with a miracle mindset, and as a result, shifted the course of their lives and the lives of others. A powerful example is my dear friend Chris Carr. It's likely you're familiar with Chris. She's a well-known leader in the wellness and personal growth world. On Valentine's Day in 2003, at age 31, Chris was diagnosed with a rare form of stage 4 cancer. Through a tremendous amount of spiritual practice, love, and inner wisdom, Chris was able to rise above the fears of the world and embrace the love of the universe. She was able to see this life obstacle as a divine detour in the right direction. Chris's perceptual shift has led her to become a transformational healing voice for the masses. Chris knows that freedom from fear is the true healing, and the story she is here to share. She loves her body for all that it is, and she embraces her life obstacles as her greatest opportunity to serve and grow. Chris is my hero. What would it be like if we all harnessed our own inner Chris Carr? If we were able to face fear with a miracle mindset and reorganize our fear into purpose and love? How different would our world be if everyone lived in this way? This is my mission: to guide you to choose love no matter what, so that you can turn all obstacles into opportunities for spiritual growth. The key to trusting in the universe's plan is to let go of all outcomes. When we get hung up about how something should turn out, then we disconnect with the flow of the universal guidance. The energy behind a should mentality is controlling and manipulating. The universe does not align with that energy. Therefore, we cut off communication and receptivity. It's when we let go of the outcome that we open up our perceptual world and allow ourselves to be led. My former coaching client Sarah spent many years dating a certain type of man, the guy she thought she should be with. On paper, these guys had all the credentials: looks, money, compatibility, religious faith, and shared values. She thought she was on the right path toward creating a long-term relationship, and yet time and time again, these relationships abruptly ended. Each time her boyfriend would seemingly end things out of nowhere, saying something like, "I'm not sure why I need to end this. You're so great and everything I thought I was looking for, but for some reason, I don't think I'm the right guy for you." By the time I met Sarah, she was 40 years old, single, and at her wit's end. She came to me for private coaching to try to fix whatever was wrong with her so that she could maintain a relationship. After 4 months of coaching Sarah, I could see how she was always looking for a very specific person. She had a narrow set of guidelines and high expectations. Her need to find the right kind of man was greatly limiting. She was clearly blocking an awesome opportunity because she wasn't letting the universe guide her. She was relying on her own strength and needs, trying to fulfill a limiting belief that a good man came in just one type of package. I presented this theory to Sarah, and after a little pushback, she began to cry and said, "Gabby, I agree. For my entire life, I've been trying to attract the man my mother always wanted me to be with. My father was absent in my life, and my mother taught me that I would only be happy with a successful Catholic man who made a lot of money and could provide for me. so I've been obsessed with finding the man of my mother's dreams. I honored Sarah for her willingness to see her fearful pattern. I went on to share that her controlling energy was likely the reason she hadn't been able to sustain a long-lasting relationship. Each man could feel her fear and controlling vibe and intuitively knew they were the wrong fit. It was time for Sarah to reorganize her perceptions and realign with the power of the universe. The first step was to help Sarah see how she had been blocking her connection to the guidance of the universe. I needed her to understand how her perceived obstacles were actually detours in the right direction. Her failed relationships were the universe telling her that her mother's idea of her ideal man wasn't necessarily her ideal man. I also helped Sarah see how her controlling energy, backed with fear that her mother had instilled in her, was unattractive, making it almost necessary for any man to want to walk away. The next step was to help Sarah release her needs and expectations and surrender to a guidance and wisdom beyond her logic and reason. It was time for her to turn to the universe for help. I offered her a prayer that would help her let go of control and embrace flow. The prayer goes, "Thank you, universe, for helping me see beyond my limitations. Thank you for expanding my perception so that I can attract genuine love." For more than a month, Sarah recited this prayer daily. As the days went on, she began to feel a deep sense of relief and happiness. She loved the idea that she no longer had to figure everything out and that she could finally let go of her need to control her romantic relationships. Sarah's capacity to let this prayer reorganize her energy was the miracle she had been longing for. For the first time, she felt complete without a romantic partner. Embodying the confidence of knowing the universe had her back, Sarah became super attractive. Out of nowhere, all kinds of men were asking her on dates, men she'd never expected to even find her appealing. These men were far different than her mother's idea of a great man, but they were awesome nonetheless. One man in particular, Michael, was very persistent. Logically, Michael made no sense to her. He was struggling with his career and he had no kind of financial security. Also, he wasn't Catholic. In other words, none of the characteristics Sarah thought she had been searching for. Nevertheless, she continued to say yes whenever Michael asked her out. After a few months of casually dating Michael, Sarah called me out of the blue. She said, "Gabby, I've never been happier in my life. Michael makes me feel so safe, confident, and secure. I love being with him. I feel like he was waiting for me all this time. I'm so glad I opened up to receive him." 10 months later, Michael and Sarah were engaged. Sarah was right. Michael was waiting for her, and the universe knew. Each man who broke up with Sarah along the way have seemed like an obstacle, but in reality, each was a detour guiding her to shift her energy, rely on the universe, and trust in a new direction. Universal lesson: the universe will do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Let Sarah's story inspire you to finally let go of what you've been holding on to. In what ways are you blocking your Michael? Whether it's a romantic partner, a career transition, a health choice, or a cross-country move, how are you controlling your experiences and misaligning with the flow of the universe? Let me take you through the step-by-step process that helps Sarah see her obstacles as a detour in the right direction and allow the universe to guide her toward love. You can apply this practice to any area of your life, and you can trust that the universe will hook you up. Step 1. Is the word should blocking your flow? In what way is your should mentality co-creating the obstacles in your life? Write down the area of your life where you're focusing on the shoulds and manipulating the outcome. Write down your shoulds now. Step 2. Pray to surrender your shoulds and see your obstacle with love instead of fear. The next time you get hung up in a victim mentality over why something isn't working out the way you planned, simply say this prayer and realign with love. "Thank you, universe, for helping me see this obstacle as an opportunity. I will step back and let you lead the way." This prayer will offer you a way through every block. Test drive it today with something simple. Maybe you feel stressed and overwhelmed by your work life. Say this prayer and let the universe reorganize your day. Or maybe you're caught up in a family drama and you can't release your resentment. Say this prayer and let love take over. Let this prayer rearrange your perception and move you beyond limitation and doubt. Step 3, turn it over. Turn over your obstacles to the care of the universe through this beautiful meditation. In this meditation, I call on a group of angels to support your practice of surrender. Whether you believe in angels or not doesn't matter. All you have to do is allow the images in this meditation to represent symbols of faith that help you release your need to control. Follow my guidance. Sit comfortably on the floor or upright in a chair. Close your eyes. Roll your shoulders back and lengthen your spine. Take a deep breath in and hold it. Then on the exhale, release. Take another deep breath in, honoring all that you have been holding on to. And on the exhale, release it. Continue to breathe long and deep throughout the rest of the meditation. Imagine yourself sitting comfortably in a safe space that you love. See yourself at ease. Settle into this space and know that you are held, protected, and supported. Now take a moment to acknowledge the area of your life that you've been controlling. Allow yourself to feel whatever feelings arise when you focus your attention on this situation. Honor what comes up for you, and continue to breathe long and deep. In your mind's eye, begin to hold a vision of a small golden basket placed in front of you. This basket is illuminated from the inside out. When you're ready, gently place the area of your life that you've been controlling into the basket. Offer it up and surrender it fully. Set the intention now to fully release the need to control and allow the universe to take over. Take a deep breath and honor your devotion to surrender. Now hold a vision of a beautiful angel stepping behind you. The angel gently places their hands on your back and assures you that it is safe to let go of your need to control. Then the angel picks up the basket and flies away, waving goodbye. You have released it to the universe, and it is being taken care of. Sit in stillness for a few minutes as a new, relaxed energy settles in. When you're ready, gently open your eyes to the room. Once you've practiced this meditation, you can trust that the universe has heard your call. This practice helps you set a powerful intention to release your need to control and embrace a new pathway. Now that you've surrendered your obstacles, it's important to be open to whatever plan the universe has in store for you. It's very likely that the plan will be far different from what you expected or hoped for. Remember that the guidance you're receiving is leading you in the right direction, even if it feels like a detour at first. Stay committed to that truth, and you'll feel fully supported. Let's recap your steps. Accept that obstacles are detours in the right direction. Get honest about how you're controlling certain circumstances in your life. Then use your prayer. Thank you, universe, for helping me see this obstacle as an opportunity. I will step back and let you lead the way. Practice the guidance meditation to lead you into a surrendered state of patience and peace. Trusting that your obstacles are detours in the right direction helps you align with the power of the universe and gain relief. In Chapter 7, I guide you toward the next important step in trusting the universe, the practice of certainty. Certainty will serve and support you in ways you could never imagine. This next step is crucial to your happiness and peace. Chapter 7, Certainty Clears the Path for What You Desire. In 2005, early in my sober recovery, I was busy reading all types of self-help books, watching Hay House DVDs, listening to spiritual podcasts, and soaking up all the guidance I could get my hands on. There was one DVD in particular I just loved. The DVD was called You Can Heal Your Life, and it featured many of the authors whose faces graced my bookshelves, including Louise Hay, Christian Northrup, and the amazing Dr. Wayne Dyer. It was Wayne Dyer's part of the film that I found most moving, and I would watch him on repeat. I fell madly in love with his profound one-liners, such as you think you shall be, and you see it when you believe it. These became my mantras. And through Wayne's guidance, I began to place great emphasis on choosing the thoughts I desired to co-create my own reality. Each day I took Wayne's advice and willingly suspended my disbelief. I'd let go of all limitation and allow my mind to dream. I held visions of writing spiritual books in which I would express the incredible healing and growth I was experiencing. I saw myself as a speaker and teacher. I would create images of myself leading talks alongside these great teachers and offer guidance to audiences who, like me, longed for personal growth and healing. I stayed true to my visions, strengthened my certainty, and trusted the universe was supporting my work. My certainty gave me a sense of peace. I never felt the need to push my career ahead and instead trusted there was a plan. The universe responded well to my peace of mind. In time, my certainty turned into form, and my visions became my reality. In 2009, I signed my first book deal for Add More Ink to Your Life, A Hip Guide to Happiness. As soon as I received a galley of the book, I sent a copy to Wayne Dyer. I mailed the book to an address in Maui with no expectation of getting a response. Along with the book, I enclosed a thank you note to Wayne for helping me turn my visions into form. It felt amazing just knowing I had sent the book, regardless of whether he got it. A few weeks later, I received a letter in the mail postmarked from Maui. I opened the envelope to find a handwritten note from Wayne Dyer. He thanked me for the book and encouraged me to continue moving forward with my career. I was blown away by his generosity and love. I couldn't believe he took the time to respond to me. Several months later, I attended a Hay House event in New York City where Wayne was the headline speaker. I was sitting in the front row, hanging on every word. Midway through his talk, Wayne grabbed a book from a table on the stage and started talking about a young new author who had published her first book. He said, "This young woman will be on this stage one day speaking to an audience this large. She will be a fantastic teacher, and I want you all to go out and buy her book." And then he said, "Gabrielle Bernstein, please stand up and say hi to the audience." I was shocked. I hadn't realized that he was talking about me. I stood up and waved to the audience and thanked Wayne for his generosity. That moment was better than anything I'd dreamed about. 3 more years passed, and in that time I published another 3 books. The visions I held of being a speaker, author, and spiritual teacher were coming into form. The more I enjoyed the process and focused on the service and joy behind my work, the more it was supported by the universe. Then one day in 2014 in New York City, I walked out onto the stage at the Javits Center to give a talk. Stepping onto the stage and looking out at the big audience, I realized this was the exact stage where Wayne had stood years before foreshadowing this moment. My longtime vision had come into true form. As you think, you shall be. Hard work, passion, and commitment can bring you all the support you need to fulfill your life's purpose. Certainty of outcome, however, is the secret ingredient. When we are certain, we can relax into a sense of knowing and faith. My all-time favorite passage from A Course in Miracles is, "Those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait, and wait without anxiety." This passage gives me a sense of power. We all long for certainty in our lives, but our world feels anything but certain. We've grown to believe in fear, powerlessness, and doubt. The messages in this book are meant to challenge these limiting beliefs and encourage you to take on a new perspective, one that lets you learn to trust fully in a path and a power greater than you. When you let yourself dream big dreams and learn to rely on your inner wisdom, you'll receive the gift of certainty. Universal lesson: the path to certainty requires a profound desire to be free from fear. My commitment to freedom from fear gave me the strength to embrace certainty in an uncertain world. The freedom I speak of is an inner peace that can only come from genuine faith in the universe. When we choose to believe in the faith of the world, we are afraid. But when we lean on the faith of the universe, peace becomes real. Freedom and peace are frequently under attack, particularly when you feel powerless over a situation. In our lives, many situations arise that seem to be out of our control. The loss of a loved one, a frightening diagnosis, or news of a terrifying world event. And as a result, we lose faith. Even when everything is seemingly going great, we can lose faith. It's common for me to hear stories of people who, thanks to their committed spiritual path, have manifested awesome lives. And yet the presence of fear knocks them down. They tell themselves stories like, this is too good to be true, or it's too good to last. And just like that, certainty proves them right. But it's okay. Understand that we are programmed to have more faith in fear than certainty in love. Allowing the creative flow of love to move through us is the feeling we long for. Oftentimes we look for that feeling in a drink, a romantic partner, or some kind of worldly success. Looking back at my addiction, it's clear I was searching for that creative flow too, just in the wrong place. Once I got sober, I shifted my search inward to realign with the energy of love. My commitment to my inner life through prayer and meditation strengthened my faith and certainty in the love of the universe. I learned that I could simply step back and allow the creative force of love to work through me. This is when I truly began living. The following lessons will strengthen your faith on the path towards certainty. The Course says, "Trust would settle every problem now." Practice these lessons and you'll begin to experience a sense of certainty no matter what's going on in your life. Add up the moments of faith and surrender to certainty. Step 1. Get ready. Readiness is the first step on the path towards certainty. Are you ready to detach from the narratives, fears, and limitations of the world? Are you ready to put your greatest visions above the littleness of fear? Are you ready to let go of the past stories, experiences, and circumstances that led you into doubt? If the answer is yes, then you've begun the journey towards certainty. Remember, you don't need to know how you'll get out of these limitations. You just need to be ready. What would you do if you lived with faith and certainty? Write down your answer. Commit to this statement and set certainty in motion. Step 2. Think it, feel it, believe it. The second step on the path to certainty is to remember that your thoughts and visions create your reality. Much like my visions of being on the same stage with Wayne ultimately became my reality, you too can create the world you want to see. To help you in the creation process, let's practice a meditation in which I will guide you to align with your greatest desire. In the meditation, allow yourself to experience an emotional connection to your desire. Let go of the outcome and enjoy the feelings of desire, knowing that the universe will respond to your positive emotions. Universal lesson: the frequency you embody supports the experiences that you have. Creation meditation. Before we begin, make sure you have a notebook and pen beside you. You will use them immediately following the meditation. If you're driving, practice this later. If you like to meditate to music, I often recommend using a certain mantra for this visioning meditation. This Kundalini mantra is Ek Omkar Satgur Prasad, Satgur Prasad, Ek Omkar. This mantra means that there is one creator of all creation. This mantra is the only Kundalini mantra that comes with a warning. Whatever you're thinking about while you're listening to or singing the mantra will manifest in your life. You will be in such a state of manifestation that your thoughts will have even more power than usual. Simply stay aware of your thoughts while listening to the mantra and consciously choose to lean in toward what you desire. You can download the mantra at GabbyBernstein.com/universe. Begin your meditation in silence or with the mantra. Sit comfortably on the floor or a chair and close your eyes. Roll your shoulders back and straighten your spine. Place your palms on your thighs facing upward to receive the energy of the universe. Take a deep breath in and expand your diaphragm. On the exhale, allow your diaphragm to contract. Continue this cycle of long, deep breaths throughout your meditation. Take a moment to think of a desire that you've carried for some time, possibly a romantic love that you hope for, a sense of physical or emotional peace, a baby, or even reaching a place of clarity and inspiration. Honor your desires now. Now lean into this desire even more. Begin to imagine yourself living out this intention. See yourself walking hand in hand with your romantic partner, or see your body free from pain and illness. What images come to mind? Simply allow your mind to wander and bless you with creative visions. Honor whatever visions come to mind. If at any time during your meditation you feel a sense of doubt or fear, simply honor the feeling. Feel it in your body and allow it to pass. You don't need to push away the fear or doubt. Just allow it to come and go throughout your creative meditation journey. Honor the feeling and then return to the vision of what you desire. Continue to commit even more to the visions you desire. Breathe even deeper now. And allow your breath to align your physical energy with the emotions of your creative visions. Let the feeling of the visions move through you naturally. Sit comfortably for 5 to 10 minutes in the energy of this creative flow. If you choose to listen to the mantra in your meditation, you can chant along with Ek Onkar Satgur Prasad, Satgur Prasad, Ek Onkar. When you're ready, gently take a deep breath and release it. Then open your eyes to the room. Immediately following your meditation, open a notebook. At the top of the page, write, "Thank you, inner wisdom, for writing through me. I invite the loving energy of the universe to take over and lead me to a place of certainty." Free write for 10 minutes. Write down the visions you received. Let your pen flow and don't edit a word. Step 3. Get into a dialogue with the universe. Afterward, take a moment to reread what you wrote. Allow yourself to be moved by the inspired ideas that came through you. Let yourself be vulnerable and connected to your visions. Let the universe communicate messages or reassurance through your free writing exercise. In some cases, you may not have written anything connected or inspired. That's fine. New relationships don't always flow at first. Getting into a relationship with the universe takes time, commitment, and conviction. This is the first exercise in the book in which we actually get into a written dialogue with the inspiration of the universe. Stay committed to this practice and bring the free writing exercise into your daily meditation. Your practice of welcoming in a conversation with the universe will be the beginning of a new relationship. When you surrender and allow the energy of love to move through you, many inspired ideas and intuitive thoughts will arise. In time, as you continue this practice, more and more loving wisdom will come through. Words and ideas that you never could have come up with on your own will land on the page. Your handwriting might even change, and the lexicon you use may expand. Don't edit your words, just allow the wisdom to move through you. The more comfortable you become in this connection, the more certain you'll be that there is a power greater than you working full-time on your behalf. You'll naturally begin to channel the energy of love. In fact, whether we know it or not, we all channel all the time. We're either channeling the thoughts of fear or we're channeling the voice of love. When we pray and meditate, we immediately lock into our connection to love and surrender to our higher wisdom. It's our daily commitment to choose love, tune in, and converse with the universe that sets us up to live with certainty that we're being guided and supported. Living with certainty is so much fun. You can walk through life with a sense of safety, security, and power. You'll no longer feel disconnected from others and out of alignment. You'll know a new sense of connection that you can't get from any kind of material goods, titles, awards, degrees, and so on. This connection is everlasting and trusting, and it sets you free. Step 4, co-create with the universe. The final step in the pathway to certainty is to co-create with the universe. Tap into the images and emotions that came through your meditation and free writing exercise. Keeping those images and emotions in mind, try to feel what it would actually be like to live in that world. Think your way into the experience of what it's like to be living in your desire. Single, and in my late 20s, I remember longing for a husband. So many of my friends were moving in with their boyfriends and getting engaged. At the time, my true desire was to manifest the love of my life. Instead of letting fear and doubt discourage me, I brought my desire to the universe for help. I declared my readiness. I used my creative visualizations and meditation to help me feel the feelings of romance that I longed for. Then I took those emotions with me. Throughout the day, no matter where I was, I'd conjure up the feelings that I felt on my meditation pillow. The feeling of desire, love, romance, and excitement. I'd walk through the streets of New York City as though I had a romantic partner by my side. I'd imagine myself holding hands with my partner, close and loved. This was a very creative practice. I became a super attractor. After a week of walking around feeling these feelings, I was being asked on lots of dates. Guys started calling me out of the blue, and I noticed men checking me out on the street. I was putting out the super attractive energy of love and romance. If you walk around feeling defeated, doubtful, and sad, the universe can't supply you with the high vibes of positivity. When you walk through life conjuring up the feelings that you want to feel, the manifestation process begins, and your desires are reflected back to you. Test drive this practice once a day for a week and take note of what happens. Tap into your desired feelings and walk around with those emotions emanating from your energy field. Let these feelings of joy and desire support you in co-creating what you truly want to call into your life. Walking through life consciously choosing how you want to feel, regardless of what's happening around you, strengthens your faith and certainty. You'll feel certain because even if the actual desire has not yet manifested into form, it's manifested into your emotions. I spent 9 months in the practice of feeling romantic love around me. In that time, I felt certain that my partner was on the way. Even when a date didn't work or a guy wouldn't call back, I'd quickly return to my desired feeling and regain my faith. That faith and certainty is what allowed me to remain receptive during that time and ultimately attract a loving partner who today I call my husband. Over time, your visions will easily manifest into your reality and you'll truly know what it means to paint the portrait of your life. You'll see clearly how what you create is a direct reflection of your certainty and faith in the universe. Most important, when you begin to co-create with the universe, you serve the world in a truly expansive way because you become an expression of joy. It's important to become mindful of how you use your connection to the universe. Far too often, I've seen people use their connection for the wrong reasons. I often see folks get caught up in an obsessive co-creation. For example, consider my friend Sam. Sam spent an entire year obsessively trying to manifest a new job title at work. His strong focus on getting the new title made him come off as needy, controlling, and energetically annoying. The need to get to a higher place actually pissed off his boss, and Sam never got the title that he ultimately deserved. I helped Sam see that his controlling desire was actually blocking the support of the universe. There was nothing wrong with wanting the title, but consider what might happen if Sam's desire was to truly enjoy his work and be of service to his customers, his coworkers, and the company. When you redirect your focus off what you're going to get and onto how you want to feel, the universe can get involved in the co-creation. When you co-create with a needy and manipulative energy, you may still manifest the desire of your focus, but it's not likely to last. The relationship may come in or some business deal might materialize, but the benefits to your soul and the lasting happiness you seek won't be satiated. You will have shortchanged yourself of the joy and lasting benefits that come with following the steps I've outlined. When you're aligned with genuine feelings that bring you joy, then the universe will support your desires. Now, having said that, recognize that we all get entangled in the ego manifesting routine. It's to be expected. I want to call it out now so that you can be mindful of it and gently guide yourself back to truth whenever you get caught up in the obsession of the how and when things will manifest. Instead of obsessing about the outcome, focus on how you want to feel. The way to get your needy and controlling vibe out of the way is to stop praying for what you think you need and instead pray for the highest good for all. Whenever you pray for the highest good, you get your agenda out of the way. You surrender into the universe's plan and release your own. Remember, the universe doesn't respond to manipulation. The universe responds to love. Certainty brings forth an energy of peace. That is the goal. To live in this world, but believe in a peaceful, loving world beyond it. Our faith in a world beyond our physical sight is what allows for genuine peace to set in. A Course in Miracles says, you are at peace, and you bring peace with you wherever you are. When we accept that inner peace is a choice we make, then our physical worldview changes. Our true acceptance of that peace sets in when we fully embrace a spiritual relationship of our own understanding. Now I want to let you into my spiritual worldview in an effort to help you design your own. I believe in angels, spirit guides, ascended masters, and a community of loving entities who are always guiding us to lean toward love and unlearn the fears of the world. I believe that the universe is the ever-present energy of love within us and around us. I believe that in any given moment we can align with that powerful presence of love through prayer, contemplation, and stillness. We can measure our peace based on our ability to align with this force field of universal energy. I trust in these spiritual guides just as much as I trust in my husband or my mother. I believe in them deeply. I know they are working through me to strengthen my faith in the universe. Most of all, I believe that we are here in these bodies at this time to learn great spiritual lessons. As we come to embrace the light and transformation within these lessons, we're guided to spread the light to the rest of the world. I nurture this faith daily with prayer and meditation. This certainty sets me free. It's taken 36 years and many past lives for me to own these beliefs fully, and today I can say with full conviction that my certainty is the greatest blessing I have ever received. It is my mission to help guide you to know your own certainty. Maybe your faith lies in religious beliefs, or maybe you connect to the universe when you go for a long run or spend time with your children. I don't care how you find this connection. All I care about is that you establish a relationship with a higher power of your own understanding. The more energy and intention you bring to your faith, the more fearless and free you will be. Your fearless freedom will light up the world. When we witness certainty in others, we remember a truth that lies within us. It was Wayne Dyer's certainty and absolute faith in the universe that drew me to him. His faith strengthened mine. As I write this chapter, I celebrate Wayne's life as he left his body only a few days ago. My heart is heavy, and millions of people throughout the world are deeply saddened by our collective loss. But deep down I know, with certainty, that Wayne's spirit, enthusiasm, and guidance will never leave us. As we move on with the guidance and practices in this book, I will continue to encourage you to trust in your own spiritual faith. To help you further along your journey of certainty, I welcome you to take a moment to think about what the energy of the universe, God, or spirit means to you. There's no right or wrong answer when you're committed to love. Your faith in the universe will grow and strengthen daily. For now, honor where you are and trust what you believe in today. One day at a time, we can lift the veil and move from darkness to light, from fear to faith, and from disbelief to certainty. Let's recap the pathway to certainty that we covered in this chapter. The first step on the path toward certainty is your readiness. Stay willing to be free on a moment-to-moment basis. Tap into the feelings you desire through your meditation. Begin a dialogue with the universe through your writing exercises. Consciously co-create your reality by tapping into the feelings you desire and cultivating those feelings in moments throughout your day. Stop praying for an outcome and instead pray for the highest good for all. Establish a spiritual relationship of your own understanding. It will change and grow, but for today, honor your relationship to the universe. A Course in Miracles says, I lose the world from all I thought it was and choose my own reality instead. When you lean on certainty and faith, you change your mind about the world you see. Your faith has the power to turn trauma into healing, conflict into growth, and fear into love. Deepen your connection to the universe one meditation, prayer, and positive desire at a time. Let your faith be your guide as you release the perception of the world you thought you knew and embrace true freedom and peace. In the coming chapter, we build on your faith as you begin to recognize how the universe talks to you. The practices and stories in Chapter 8 will guide you to deepen your daily dialogue with the universe so that the presence of love takes on a whole new role in your life. Get psyched for what's in store. Chapter 8, The Universe Speaks in Mysterious Ways. In 2008, I went on a spiritual quest with my mother to Brazil to visit the medium John of God. John of God channels spirits to facilitate miraculous healing and spiritual growth. My primary intention for visiting Brazil was simply to accompany my mother on her wild journey. I didn't want her traveling all the way to Brazil alone. But deep down, I intuitively knew I was meant to be there. The night before we visited John of God, our tour guide suggested that we get clear about the healing and guidance we wanted to receive. I remember sitting in my dimly lit room in the Brazilian Posada, writing down my intentions in my journal. At the top of the page, I wrote this. I want to truly know God so that I can be free and teach with authenticity. My next intention for my visit with John of God was to receive support with my book, Add More Ing to Your Life. At the time, I didn't even have a publisher, but I was writing the book anyway because I wanted to bring my spiritual experiences to an audience of new seekers. I wrote down in my journal, "Thank you, Spirit, for guiding me to the right literary partners who can support spreading my message throughout the world." The next day, I brought my intentions to John of God and received his blessing. Throughout my time in Brazil, I met some incredible people, one of whom was a lovely tour group shaman named Heather Cumming. Heather was also John of God's interpreter. At the time she was finishing the book, John of God, the Brazilian healer who's touched the lives of millions. Also in my group was Setsuko, a Japanese woman who translated spiritual books. Setsuko was in our tour group to experience John of God and meet with Heather so that she could translate Heather's book into Japanese. Throughout my two-week experience in Brazil, Setsuko and I had many conversations about the literary world. I told her all about my book and how I was ready to receive a publisher. While she didn't know me at all, she felt a strange certainty that my book would have an impact on the world. The day we left Brazil to head home, Setsuko said to me, "Good luck with your book. I hope to translate it into Japanese someday." I smiled and thanked her for her generosity and support. Within a few months of visiting John of God, I landed the publishing deal I'd been hoping for. I finished and published my book within 4 months, an incredibly fast turnaround, and I trusted that the universe was ready to make it happen. 6 months later, my book was published. I was visiting the Omega Center, a spiritual center in Rhinebeck, New York. I was having lunch with an Italian friend of mine who was looking for work as a book translator. He asked, "Do you know anyone in the translation field?" I said, "I only know one woman, Setsuko, who lives in Japan. I wouldn't even know how to get in touch with her, but I'll look into it." 15 minutes later, we headed to the Omega Cafe for tea. As I walked up the steps to the gift shop, I bumped into a man and a woman walking down the steps. I looked up, and it was Setsuko. I yelped, "I was just talking about you. What on earth are you doing in the United States?" She said, "I can't believe I'm seeing you here. I just bought your book in the bookstore, and I was so proud of your accomplishment." Setsuko and I sat down for tea and caught up. Within minutes, she said, "I know the universe has guided me to you so that I can translate your book into Japanese. I'll bring this to my editor and see if we can make it happen." With great gratitude, we celebrated the universal guidance and headed our separate ways. This was a wonderful encounter. Plus, my Italian friend made an awesome connection and received guidance for working in the field of translation. 3 months later, I accepted my first Japanese offer for Add More Ing to Your Life, and Setsuko was the translator. Since that time, she's bid on my other books, and who knows, maybe she'll translate this one too. The synchronicity behind this event serves as another powerful reminder that the universe guides us wherever we focus our energy and intention. When we surrender our intentions and feel energized by the infinite possibilities, we will be amazed by how fast the universe responds. You may have experienced these types of undeniable synchronicities in your own life. Maybe you think about a loved one, and they call you just as you pick up the phone to dial them. You say something casually, and an hour later it happens. It's likely these moments come and go, and when they do, you're amazed because you can't actually believe it. In some ways, it seems too good to be true. You may chalk it up to coincidence, but in truth, it's much, much more. These synchronicities are the universe's way of guiding you to exactly what you need. When you tap into the loving frequency of the universe, you learn to live beyond the limitations of the world and accept good, orderly direction. You surrender your obsession with logic and embrace intuitive direction. You become aware of the great support within you and around you. My goal in this chapter is to help you fully embrace and surrender to this support from the universe as I show you how to practice using your intentions and connection for the highest good. Step 1. Understand that miracles are natural. When we get in sync with the universe, we begin to experience many miraculous and mysterious synchronicities. These synchronicities may seem wild and unexplainable at first, but the more faithful you become, the more commonly they occur. A Course in Miracles teaches us, miracles are natural. When they do not occur, something has gone wrong. What's natural is our peaceful, loving instinct and our connection to the love of the universe. What's unnatural is the fear that defends against this connection. Fear, along with guilt, separation, judgment, and attack, block us from the miracles that are available to us all the time. When we believe in the love of the universe and allow it to move through us, we are a clear channel to receive great gifts and guidance. When synchronicity does not occur and we don't feel guided, it's a clear sign that we've fallen back into our fearful patterns. Our spiritual journey is an experience of remembering that we are love. The more we embody this truth, the more miracles we will experience. We accept that miracles are a natural part of who we are. And when we live in love, we live a miraculous life. Now, I don't expect you to become enlightened overnight and live in love all the time, but let's aim to bring in more love. When the light shines, the darkness cannot coexist with it. It's time to ignite your light and let it shine brightly so that you can own, honor, and embrace your true connection to the universe. Continue to pay close attention to when you're blocking miracles, and in that instant, choose again. Step 2. Look for love and expect miracles. This next step is to spend mindful moments throughout the day looking for love. When you deliberately focus your attention on love and joy, then you open the floodgates to receive miracles. Most of us get caught up in focusing on what's going wrong. But what if we spent our days looking at all that's going right? Make a conscious effort to look for love throughout the day. To ignite this process, begin your day with a prayer. I focus my attention on the love that is around me, and I expect miracles. Repeat this prayer and feel the power of these words. Know that your willingness to say these words out loud will set you on the right foot. When you look for love, you proactively collaborate with the universe to bring you back to a miracle mindset. Remember, a simple shift in your perception is a miracle. The moment that you forgive your spouse and move on from a stupid argument is a miracle. Or when you ask for a sign from the universe and you get it, it's a miracle. Miracles can be wild synchronicities or they can be simple shifts. The Course says there is no order of difficulty among miracles. It's important to celebrate these miracles by saying thank you to the universe. Thanking the universe reinforces your faith and trust that you're in sync with a power greater than yourself. Remember that your relationship with the universe is an ongoing conversation. The best conversations begin with the words thank you. Step 3. Practice non-interference. Pay attention to how your day shifts when you commit to love. The Course says, you need not do anything. You don't need to work miracles or make anything happen. You merely align with your true love nature and allow your eyes to see what you desire. The Course teaches that miracles are habits and should be involuntary. They should not be under conscious control. But consciously selected miracles can be misguided. With this important message, the Course reminds us to turn inward and ask for help whenever we disconnect from our miracle mindset. Miracles become involuntary when we make turning to love a habit. When we detour into fear, we can call on the universe to help us restore our thoughts back to love. Whenever we ask for help, the miracle will be presented. We don't need to do anything other than be receptive to the guidance that comes. This relaxed relationship with the universe gives us the chance to be at peace. Universal lesson. Whenever we forget our peaceful nature, we can ask the universe to remind us of what is real. I once led a weekend workshop at a retreat center for a large group of people. The group opened up quickly and shared a lot of their fears and stories throughout the weekend. Following the retreat, I drove back home with my friend Jenny and chatted about the weekend. Jenny said that while she really enjoyed the weekend, she was feeling a bit down because of all the sad stories and energy she had picked up from others. She also told me that for many months she'd been having trouble sleeping because of her fears about world events and some recent personal experiences. She felt paralyzed by fear. I took in what she said and suggested that she may not be creating clear energy boundaries with people and the world. I reminded her that through prayer, she could be guided to a healing of the highest good. I suggested that she relax into prayer, trusting that whatever she needed would be presented to her. We said a prayer. I am love and miracles are natural. I welcome healing of the highest good. Moments after the prayer, I remembered a beautiful energy clearing meditation by a spiritual teacher named Dorian Virtue. I frequently use Dorian's meditation to clear out any fear, negative energy, or psychic attacks. I told Jenny about it, and she replied, "That sounds cool. Send me the link when we get home." 10 minutes later, we were listening to a mix on my Spotify account. Then out of nowhere, light instrumental music started playing, and Doreen Virtue's voice came through the stereo. It was the energy-clearing meditation. This meditation wasn't on my Spotify playlist, and I didn't even know that it was saved in my iTunes. We started screaming with excitement.